Axis Clinicals, the India-based company that is going to move a big operation to the former Walmart building at the corners of 34th Street and Highway 10 in the great city of Dilworth. Minnesota is open for business, notwithstanding what Andy Peterson from the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce says or anybody else in the state of North Dakota. Minnesota is open for business, and Axis's decision goes a long ways toward proving that. And to talk more about this and to talk about how Minnesota is open for business, let's bring in somebody involved with the state legislature in Minnesota and all the things happening in that great state. His name is Paul Marquardt, and he's a state representative from Dilworth, Minnesota. Hello, Representative Marquardt. How's your Wednesday afternoon going?
Going very well, and it's good to see the sun again today.
Isn't it? I know. It's beautiful outside right now. So talk about this. This is a big deal for your town, Paul. And I think it's a big deal for Moorhead. I think it's a big deal for Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, because this is a nice company moving into our community.
Well, I was at the press conference yesterday when Axis Clinical talked about the project and really kind of introduced it. And like you said, it's exciting. I mean, when you have a $1.5 billion multinational company start its first U.S. facility in Minnesota, in Dilworth, that's exciting, and it's a big deal. And I think it certainly shows that Minnesota, and even along the border, is open for business.
Now, this place looked at some other cities, and some other cities that people will recognize. I mean, we're not talking Ottumwa, Iowa, or Toadsuck, Arkansas. We're talking some pretty nice cities, Paul. What other cities did Axis look at before choosing Dilworth?
They were looking at Miami, Houston, St. Louis. And, you know, it was just a number of factors that really made the difference here. And it really, I think, is a great example where businesses are not just looking at tax rates. And, you know, I've said that from day one, and that's always been, you know, kind of Minnesota's philosophy, is we're going to provide the best quality of life, the best education, the best infrastructure. And they were looking for a facility like the size of that Walmart building, about 120,000 square feet, a box building that they could retrofit. But they're also looking for employees, a good workforce. And when they were here a while ago, they said they spent about a week in the area. And as they were talking with people, they said there are so many people here familiar with those clinical studies already. So it's not like they have to start educating folks. And it just came down to a number of things. And I also think the city officials in Dilworth struck up a great relationship with the principals there at Axis Clinical. And it's all those things that can make a difference and where a business will locate. And this is huge. I mean, like I said, it's a $1.5 billion multinational company that's locating for the first time here in the U.S. in Minnesota.
Well, I've heard some good things about Stan Thurlow. He's the economic development guy in Dilworth. He's a pretty sharp cat from what I understand. And he must have done a great job in this. I think Chad Olson, the mayor of Dilworth, must have played a part in this. But also, I think at the state level, some legislation played a part in this too. You mentioned the border cities, and Dilworth is a border city. We're right across, it's right across the river from Fargo with Moorhead as a buffer. But when it comes to that border cities legislation and border cities incentives, how did that play a role in this, Paul?
Well, it played a big role, and you're exactly right. Stan Thurlow, when I was the mayor in Dilworth, worked with him for 11 years, and he's the economic guru in the area and, you know, really made a lot of contacts with this company. But one of the programs really ramped up this year was the Border Cities Credit Program. And every border city, Moorhead and Dilworth, Breckenridge, East Grand Forks, and Ortonville all qualify. But they use it a little differently. And Dilworth has used it where they've kind of accumulated it over time because they don't get as much as by population as some of the other cities. And so they're going to put about $250,000 towards this project from the State Border Cities Program, which is designed exactly for this, to be able to attract businesses that here they're looking at, you know, they wouldn't give numbers, but we're looking at probably 50 to 100 jobs, and these are good paying jobs. I mean, it's going to make a huge difference, not just in Dilworth, not just along the border cities, but really northwestern Minnesota will see the impact.
Well, and what you said earlier, Representative, was interesting because when you mentioned that there's more that goes into locating a business or relocating a business than just taxes. I happen to be, as I've said a couple times on today's program, at the Moorhead Candidates Forum last night. And I wasn't talking directly to the person behind me, but I was certainly eavesdropping because I overheard their conversation. Nothing private. It was they were having a public conversation. But they said, you know what? I own a business in Minnesota, and it's in Moorhead. And I've decided to stay in Minnesota and not move my business to North Dakota because there is more that goes into it than just the taxes. There is, you know, the workers' comp. There's the insurance. There's lots of different factors than just the tax rate or, you know, what people are paying in the taxes. And this guy said, you know what? If something happens to one of my employees, I want my guys taken care of. I want the state of Minnesota, the workman's comp. I want that part of it to be part of the business package that I have in Minnesota. So there is a bigger part of it than just a tax rate, isn't there?
Absolutely. You get what you pay for. And I think Minnesota's quality of life and our emphasis on, you know, education, taking care of our workers, making sure we have the best trained workforce, and our goal is in the world, makes a huge difference. And one thing that hasn't been mentioned too much is with the new Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, if you will, these new health care exchanges, we in Minnesota decided to be progressive and design our own rather than other states who just waited for the federal government to put one on us. And what, according to the federal government, our rates, if you measure all the plans across, will be the lowest. The premiums will be the lowest. And businesses can plug into that under 50 employees. And so I think that can be a really big benefit for businesses who want to provide insurance for their employees. Minnesota, through the health care exchange, is going to have the lowest priced premiums in the nation. And when you compare it to states around us, we're about half the premium rates as those other states. And I think that's going to be a big benefit for economic development also.
Representative Paul Marquardt, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. You mentioned workforce and workforce training. And I know that one of your pet projects, one of your passions, Representative Marquardt, is making sure that Minnesota does have the best trained workforce in the nation. And that's a big deal with businesses too. I mean, North Dakota, I love North Dakota. It's a booming economics right now. A lot of people move into the state to work in the oil fields, but part of the problem in North Dakota always has been that they can't fill some of the jobs that they do have. Minnesota has a workforce that is second to none in this nation, Paul. I mean, it's well-educated, it's motivated, and there's lots of them.
We are a cold-weather state, and yet we are an economic leader not only in the area but in the nation, and it has always come down to, you look at Minnesota's history, our strategy, our goals have always been a top-notch education and a well-trained workforce. And, you know, I think there's a lot made of this kind of competition. And certainly, we have to be very, you know, we have to look at this competitive nature between North Dakota and Minnesota, and you have the border cities and other things. But the bottom line is, when North Dakota's doing well, when Minnesota's doing well, this whole area benefits from that. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what's happening right now. Both states are doing very well. North Dakota is number one right now, according to gross domestic product. But Minnesota is number five in growth in the last year at 3.5%. And our other competitors, Iowa and Wisconsin, are at 1.5%. And you hear about South Dakota with their open for business signs. Their growth the last year, 0.2%. I mean, so we're blowing them away. And North Dakota right now with oil is really blowing every other state yep. out of the water. But, I mean, Minnesota, we're a diverse economy, but I don't think we should change our strategy that has served us well for decades. And just so all that, we have to look at the border cities as a unique situation. And I think we dealt with a lot of that. Can we do more? Yes, I think we look at border cities. We look at the disparity reduction credit, all those things. But, you know, just what happened yesterday in Dilworth. And you can go to Hawley or Detroit Lakes or Barnesburg, where I've been just in the last couple of weeks, and you look around, there is huge development going on in just those cities, but a lot of other cities out here in western Minnesota.
Well, we just have a minute or two left here, but Hawley is, there's a lot of things happening right now in Hawley. They just got that intersection on Highway 10 and the major highway going north and south through there, that is finished now. There's a stoplight there. I think RDO is putting in a big John Deere dealership yes. on that corner. I think there's two hotels that are under construction in Hawley right now or are going to be built soon. There's a lot of things happening in Hawley, too, on that Highway 10 corridor.
Well, absolutely right. And so it's just, you know, things are going well. And, you know, Minnesota's starting to, we've now recouped all of our jobs that we lost during the recession. Our unemployment rate, 5.2%, the ninth lowest in the nation. You know, I think it's a game plan you don't want to throw out the window. And we're going to continue with that, make adjustments for the border cities. But, you know, anytime you get a nice big business that's going to bring in jobs, that's exciting. And this is really a big deal for the area.
Okay, Representative Marquardt, thank you, my friend. I know you were smiling yesterday, and it sounds like you're still smiling today about this deal, and I think a lot of other people on the Minnesota side are too. So congratulations on this.
Thank you much. Yep. Have a good day.
You bet. Paul Marquardt, he represents Dilworth and many other areas in western Minnesota.